Stand by. Your Steve Jones Show audio is loading now. SteveJonesShow.com podcasts are sponsored by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury, the beverage supermarket.
Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now, from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
All right, welcome. Great to have you with us on this Friday afternoon, being brought to you by our good friends at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. I know it's where I need to stop before every weekend rolls around, especially when it's a Penn State weekend or a Bucknell home weekend. You want to make sure you tailgate in style. That means you stop at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. We're at the Sunbury Motors Studio, 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf, and the Lenape Solar Hotline is open today at 1-800-795-9565. That is 1-800-795-9565. The Shikellamy Sealands Grove football game, as Sarah talked about, the game is postponed till Monday night at 7 o'clock. There was an accident this morning involving four Shikellamy students on their way to Sun Area Tech this morning. And
I'm Dan Patrick, and this is about...
And once again, that game has been postponed until Monday night. So that is the story there on the ball game. So it's going to be Monday night now at 7 o'clock. And obviously, Kevin, very tough day around the school district with what happened.
Tough and frustrating. A lot of people don't know. You know, a lot of people are calling, wondering what's going on. We know what we're passing along right now at this point. So, of course, anything else that becomes available, we'll be sure to let you know as well. Just as soon as that happens. But like I said, what Sarah ran through is pretty much everything at the moment. And right thing to do is to postpone that football game for a few days here and then pick it up from there when thoughts are on football again.
Right, exactly. And that's, you know, obviously the right thing to do. So, again, four Shikellamy High School students sustained injuries after a crash near New Berlin this morning. Union County 911. Tells us it was a difficult crash for them to get to. Two life flight helicopters responded to the scene. Some of the injuries were described as being very tough. Students were traveling along Route 304 heading to Sun Area Tech just before 9 when the accident occurred. Emergency crews remained on the scene just east of Arrowhead Lane. Traffic was being detoured to the west of New Berlin Mountain Road, Route 304 at the time. Two people were ejected from the vehicle. One was trapped in the vehicle, and then a fourth was also injured. Two life flight helicopters responded to the scene. Fortunately, in all this, outstanding EMT personnel and outstanding hospitals nearby. And any update that we do get, we will pass along to you. The game tonight has been postponed until Monday night at 7.
And, okay? And because of that, we were scheduled to have
we'll do that on Monday.
Todd Tilford. Yep, we're going to postpone that as well.
And that'll be on Monday. So we'll go Monday with that and the game being at 7. Any update we get, we'll pass it along to you right away. Sarah, of course, will have complete updates at 3:30. 4:30, and of course our news block at 5 o'clock this evening. So whatever we get more details on what happened, we will pass it along to you. And our prayers and our thoughts are with the individuals involved in the crash, and also with their family and their friends. Okay, our thoughts and prayers are completely with them. And I'm sure I speak for virtually all of you when I say that. So, obviously, the least part of all this is the game itself, and they understand that. That's why the game has been
push back until Monday at 7. Without question, the right move to make. And again, with Coach Hess and Coach Tilford, we'll hear from them on Monday. We will hear from Joe Susan today, which we're looking forward to. Bucknell plays Delaware tomorrow. That should be, that's going to be a great test for them. Well, here's a stunning story for you. Nittany Lion Wrestlers ranked number one in Win Magazine preseason TPI. Really?
There's a shocker.
They'll be number one between now and 2030.
What did you call them last year? The show?
They're the show.
They're the show?
Yeah, in college wrestling, they're the show. So, you know, so. Yeah, they're the show. I mean, they went to Utah last year. I think they wrestled Utah Valley State. I think it was who it was. And they drew 5,000 plus. Huh? It's Utah Valley State. But that's because they're the show. In college wrestling, without a doubt. So, yeah. Yeah, that's... So we'll make a few adjustments in the show. We're also going to rerun the interview I did with Ken Niumatalolo. When's Joe on today? Joe's on at just after 4?
Just after 4, yep.
Yeah, just after 4 today. Looking forward to it. Getting him on the show and talking things over with him. So.
Now, that being said, with the one postponement, all the other games we should mention are still going on.
Right, everybody else is playing tonight.
Yeah, there's
but
no,
the, you know, but this is a direct, you know, because of the school district involved.
Right,
they postponed it till Monday night. And again, our thoughts and prayers are with everyone in this. So, all right, our number is 1-800-795-9565, and in that vein, we will continue to update you on that. But we will still obviously press on and do our show today. And we do so with a heavy heart because of what happened this morning. And our thoughts are with the young people and their family and friends. So so we have Penn State Navy coming up tomorrow. That will be at Beaver Stadium. That'll be a 3:30 kick. Roger, Lauren Crispell, Jack Ham, and I will be on the air beginning at 2 tomorrow from Le Stade. A little French lingo there. So that will be tomorrow at 2 o'clock, and then, of course, 7 o'clock on Monday, Sealands Grove and Shikellamy. So our number is 1-800-795-9565. If you'd like to jump in and talk with us, we'd love to hear you on the Lenape Solar Hotline, which is powered by Lenape Solar. You can always go to lenapesolar.com. Interesting, last night the Bears played the Packers. This brings up an interesting dilemma for ESPN because – ESPN years ago brilliantly put these games on Thursday night, and those Thursday night games became nice showcase games. It turned out that there were some great finishes to those games, and they had Thursday night to themselves. And then in the latter stages of the season, the NFL Network started putting on some games, 7-8 games a year, all in the latter stages of a year. And, you know, over time, NFL Network viewership, as well as the number of cable systems are on, has grown exponentially, just as the Big Ten Network grew exponentially when Time Warner and Comcast both decided to start carrying BTN. Well, the NFL, in its new television contract, now has 13 Thursday night games beginning this year, the first of which was last night when the Packers took on the Bears and Green Bay won it 23-10. Well, the Packers ran the ball really well last night with Cedric Benson. Aaron Rodgers played a solid game. Jay Cutler struggled. And the Packers really turned the tide of the game with a fantastic call of a fake field goal. I mean, a fantastic call. you have to place these things in a spot where you really stun the other team. And the Packers were leading 3-0 at the time and had driven to the Chicago 11-yard line and had it first and 10 at the 11. And then ran three plays in a row, which the Bears just took care of with complete ease. Sacks, you name it. Suddenly, it became fourth down and 26 at the 27-yard line. Fourth and 26 at the 27-yard line. And they ran a fake field goal. And they scored on it. And Tim Mastey, the punter, little shovel pass to Eric Crabtree, the fourth tight end, essentially, and he shot through the hole and went 27 yards for a score. It's a great call because, look, it isn't like you're on the 20-yard line, whatever. It was fourth and 26 at the 27. Now, the plus is if you don't make it, they're still going to take over the ball deep in their own territory, but they scored. Here's the dilemma that we have in this, okay? The NFL going to 13 Thursday night games. Bears and Packers, far more intriguing than Rutgers, South Florida. Far more intriguing than Rutgers, South Florida. I'm more interested to see what kind of games ESPN throws on Thursday nights opposite the NFL. I sense we're not going to see Tennessee, Florida. Now, Friday night games, which was originally criticized by many because it was going up against high school football games on Friday nights. Those Friday night games have been dramatic and exciting. Utah State last week was a great game. And they've done a great job with the Friday showcase, and of course Saturday they own. But the Thursday night game, which used to be a showcase night for ESPN, they're going head-to-head. If they're going to go head-to-head with the Bears and the Packers, you can forget it. Can't make the brass in Bristol very happy. Our number, 1-800-795-9565. That's 1-800-795-9565. Today's show being brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. Also, we're in the beautiful Sunbury Motors studio, 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. And the Lenape Solar Hotline being powered by Lenape Solar at 1-800-795-9565. Whatever questions you have about tomorrow's game, I'm more than willing to answer them. And maybe you have questions about what Bill O'Brien said on last night's show from Damon's when Bill was on the final 45 minutes. We will come back with more on News Radio 1070 WKOK after this.
Sunbury Motors in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza would like to give you some advice on your next used vehicle purchase. There are many dealers offering $2,000 over Kelley Blue Book value for your trade, or a minimum of $3,000 for your clunker. Do you know what that means? It means these dealers are asking $3,000 too much for their vehicle. At Sunbury Motors, we have the lowest price promise on pre-owned vehicles. We research the market and make sure our prices are the lowest of any similar vehicle within a 50-mile radius from a franchise dealer. We also put our used vehicles through a stringent 135-point inspection, making sure you're getting a quality vehicle. So don't be fooled by the smoke and mirrors from these screaming dealers offering unrealistic trade offers. Visit Sunbury Motors online at www.sunburymotors.com, or better yet, come in and see that every pre-owned vehicle is clearly marked with our lowest price promise. Sunbury Motors, proudly serving Central PA for almost a century. And remember, always ask for a Carfax.
Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury has all your summer partying needs. They have beer, they have snacks, they have soda, they have water. And did I mention they have beer? Brewers Outlet has a huge selection of imports and microbrews, some incredible deals, and they're a great beverage shoppable store. Fresh roasted peanuts daily, and check this out, a new Help Yourself Pickle Bar. Brewers Outlet, the beverage supermarket Sunbury, wants you to enjoy the summer, and don't forget the beer.
Welcome back.
And again, our thoughts, prayers with the families, friends, and the individuals involved in a car accident this morning in New Berlin that went to Shikellamy Area High School. They're on their way to Sun Tech this morning. Four were involved. One had to be cut out of the vehicle. Two were ejected from the vehicle. Those are the details we have. Shikellamy and Sealands Grove were scheduled to play football tonight. That game has been moved to 7 o'clock on Monday night. The Sealands Grove Area School District and the football program and athletic department could not have been any more helpful, gracious, and understanding of the situation and need to be recognized for the fact that they stepped up and gave carte blanche to Shikellamy because Shikellamy needed it at that particular moment, and we wanted to at least recognize that. Our number 1-800-795-9565, so that game will be 7 o'clock on Monday night, but again, our Sarah will have as many details as we've been given from our outstanding news team at WKOK at the bottom of the hour on that accident this morning that took place in New Berlin on Route 304. And Sarah will have as many details as we have to pass along to you. Our number 1-800-795-9565, obviously that. But we do have a show that we are doing here today. Other high school football games across the area tonight will go on as scheduled. Other high school football games across our area will go on as scheduled. In fact, we'll be carrying three of those games on our sister stations this evening as part of the Sunbury Broadcasting family. Tomorrow we will have Penn State football for you. The Nittany Lions will take on Navy tomorrow at Beaver Stadium. That will be a kick tomorrow at 3:30. We will be on beginning at 2 o'clock outside the Jordan Ticket Center. Jack Ham, Lauren Crispell, Roger Corey, and I will be there. Get you up to date on anything. Of course, the advantage here is that you can call me right now with questions that you may have tomorrow and get them answered right now. And we will open up the door to you, and we'll talk about anything you want, whether it's about players leaving or situation at tailback or whatever it happens to be. We'll give you straight, direct answers here on the show because this is our home base, and we have a few things we can pass along to you and answer any question you may have at 1-800-795-9565. So once again, that's the situation we have. All the area games tonight are going on as scheduled this evening, except for Shikellamy and Sealands Grove. That will be 7 o'clock on Monday night. The accident has dominated justifiably the news of the day, with many people worried and upset with what happened. Sarah Bartlett, with as many details as our outstanding news team has been able to gather on this accident, in just a few moments. Here on News Radio 1070 WKOK, brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Days like these are extremely difficult. With the accident this morning in New Berlin on Route 304, involving four Shikellamy High School students. As Sarah mentioned, two were ejected from the vehicle. One had to be cut out of the vehicle. Our thoughts and prayers are absolutely with them and their family and friends at this time. It is difficult for anybody to go through. We continue on with our show with the thoughts of them directly at the forefront. Sarah will give us whatever update we have the moment we have breaking news. Sarah will also have a full update on what details we do have at 4 o'clock following CBS News. Today's show being brought to you by our good friends at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. It's the weekend. Time to head there. Sunbury Motors, of course, sponsors our studio, 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors Key, routes 11 to 15 in Hummel's Wharf, and our phone sponsor, Lenape Solar. It's always powered at Lenape Solar.
Visit them at LenapeSolar.com. Earlier, and again, the Sealands Grove Shikellamy game will be at 7 o'clock. That will be Monday night. All the other games are going to be played tonight at 7 across the area, except for Sealands Grove Shikellamy. Sealands Grove people could not have been classier, more helpful in helping the move to be made that had to be made. And once again, any details we have, we'll pass along to you. Earlier this week, I had a chance to sit down and talk with Bob Soci, who is the outstanding play-by-play voice of Navy football. Then at 4:05, my interview with Ken Niumatalolo, the head football coach at Navy, we'll hear from him. So we'll preview tomorrow's game for you, which will be a 3:30 kickoff, a 2 o'clock start on WKOK and the Penn State Sports Network. And 1070 has all the coverage for you tomorrow. We will have Lauren Crispell, Jack Ham, Roger Corey, and myself outside the Jordan Ticket Center answering your questions. So let's, at least for a moment, escape to tomorrow's game between Penn State and Navy and my conversation with Bob Soci, the play-by-play voice of the Midshipmen.
Well, I appreciate that. Bill's a good man.
Yes,
you know better than I.
Yeah, one of the truly great guys. He told me that you were coming to town. He mentioned dinner. He said, no, I got plans. I mean, come on, Bob.
You know, I was just by, I committed to a group of guys. We're going to Ed DeCellis got us into an Italian restaurant. It's supposed to be, I guess, a pretty popular place.
Yeah, knowing Ed, it's the Olive Garden. So.
I won't tell him you said that.
Oh, he'll know I said it. I've known Ed for 30 years, Bob. He'll know I said it.
All right.
And I know exactly which place you're going to.
Okay.
And you're going to have a great time. Great time.
Yeah, well, I look forward to it. And definitely, it's going to be an interesting sprint. I know on many levels. But, I look forward to coming to State College for a long time.
Well, Ireland had to be an interesting experience on many levels. Talk about some of those levels and what the experience was like.
Well, I think that, first and foremost, this was Navy and Notre Dame's second trip to Dublin. And my understanding is that there was a tremendous spike in interest the second time around and also football knowledge. So when I got over to Ireland, I'd heard all these stories about what it was like in 1996 preparing for a broadcast at Croke Park in Dublin. And what I experienced was quite different than expectations. It was great being there in the first place. The people were so hospitable. There was a lot of excitement for the game. While Navy and Notre Dame sold out their allotments very quickly, tickets on sale to the general public in Ireland sold out in about 2 hours. So that was remarkable in and of itself. And the entire weekend that we spent in Dublin, the people rolled out the red carpet. And watching Navy play Notre Dame in so many different venues, having seen them at the Meadowlands, in Baltimore, in Landover, and, of course, South Bend through the years during my association with the Naval Academy, this truly was unique. You had this international flavor to it for obvious reasons, because we were playing overseas. It was a home away from home game for Navy with the Mids logistically going through a lot of hoops to stage the game. One of the advanced people for Navy from the athletic department made 9 on-site visits over the course of the last few years to Dublin. But the game went off really without a hitch, except for what took place between the lines, with Notre Dame dominating right from the start. But overall, really a wonderful experience. The people of Ireland were great. Certainly looking forward to going back someday as a tourist. Didn't have a chance to do a lot of sightseeing. Did a little bit of pub crawling, and that was worth it as well. But certainly looking forward to State College this weekend.
And the Olive Garden.
Olive Garden.
In terms of the treatment of the Naval Academy, what have you noticed in recent years that when the Naval Academy goes into another stadium, there are traditional rivals that happen along the way. There's an intensity sometimes in the stands that an Auburn, Alabama has and so forth. What about the treatment of the Naval Academy? Do you sense the respect from the fans for those players on the field and the program itself?
Well, Steve, I've often said since for the Midshipmen, consistently in some places, like when Navy goes to Notre Dame every other year, the fans are very gracious. Maybe a lot of that had to do with all the success Notre Dame's enjoyed over the last 4-plus decades at Navy's expense. But you know, in all seriousness, people were very gracious in the late 90s during my first years with Navy when we would go to South Bend. But you didn't always get that same kind of treatment at other venues. But definitely since 9/11, obviously, as so many in this country had their outlook changed, so did the perspective toward the midshipmen that we encountered around the country wherever we go. The people are very grateful for the service of the young men and women from the Naval Academy. You know, so often the football team is accompanied by not only its drum and bugle corps, but a contingent of mids, anywhere from 500 to maybe even 1,000 plus at different stadiums around the country, depending on their capacities and proximity to Annapolis. And, you know, it is amazing to see the kind of respect and appreciation, signs of appreciation that are shown for the Navy football team. When we went to South Carolina last year, there was a different kind of atmosphere. And I only bring that up because it stood out as such a truly exceptional experience, because the Mets were actually booed when they came out of their locker room for the final pregame warm-ups before the kickoff. So that was truly out of the ordinary, because at every other venue in any other week since 9/11, the experience has been totally different.
And let's talk about this football team. You've been very fortunate, Navy, to watch in recent years some very good quarterbacks that brought quickness to the table. Also, you know, Ricky Dobbs is a pretty good thrower. What about Trey Miller? What does he bring to the table that you like in this triple option, even though he's still being weaned into it?
Yeah, like Dobbs, he's a good thrower. And, you know, I've heard him described by one of the Navy offensive players, slot back Bo Snelson, as a hybrid of Dobbs and his successor, last year's quarterback Chris Proctor, who was very fast in his option decision-making. A guy with a lot of speed can make plays in the running game. Miller doesn't have Proctor's experience running the option offense because Proctor played in a similar style in high school. Miller is much more like Dobbs from the standpoint of being a passing-oriented quarterback coming out of high school and adapting to the triple option during his collegiate career. He was beaten up pretty constantly by Notre Dame throughout that game in Dublin. Certainly took a lot of hits, not only running, of course, but also in the pocket. Trying to make plays with the passing game because the Mids were down big so early and had to go to the air more frequently than they would like. Came out of that contest with a sprained ankle, at least a mild sprain, they say. He was in a walking boot for a couple of days and didn't practice until this week. But Miller showed his toughness, certainly showed a deft touch passing the ball. I think he gives Navy a fourth dimension to go with the triple option running attack, much the way Dobbs did. One difference that I have seen in Miller's case is that when he is under pressure, he's not necessarily going to immediately tuck it and run. He's a guy who's going to try to keep plays alive by moving away from the pocket, but still looking downfield to seek out receivers. Navy doesn't have a lot of secondary routes in its passing offense, but Miller seems to be one guy who's able to check down and find outlet receivers. So many big passing plays for Navy come off play action right down the middle of the field to maybe one of two receivers in the pass patterns. But in Miller's case against Notre Dame, he was again able to make plays by dumping the ball off in the flat or hitting receivers underneath, throwing east and west as well as north and south down the middle of the field.
Defensively, what do you see from Navy defensively? Obviously, you know, the mile requirements probably keeps the size down in terms of how big some of these people are, but how well do they play on a defense in spite of not having great size up front?
And that's the big difference, Steve. The Mids got manhandled up front by Notre Dame's offensive line, and Navy's going to have a very difficult time on Saturday with Penn State's offensive front if the Nittany Lions, you know, stick with the run game. Regardless of what the MO is going to be during the course of Bill O'Brien's career at State College, Navy defensively plays a very sound, basic scheme. It's a defensive style that really complements what the Mids do on offense. The mission schematically for the midshipmen on defense is to keep drives alive. Don't give up big plays. And I say keep drives alive. In other words, don't allow scoring plays, 20, 30, 40 yards or more. They want opposing teams to have to really earn their points by driving downfield and consuming a lot of time, because Navy's offense plays keep away, and the Mids, in their style, on both sides of the ball, try to limit possessions per game, consume a lot of time, and frustrate the opposing team. And Navy's defense is really geared to play in that style. Buddy Green's been the defensive coordinator since Paul Johnson took over as head coach in 2002. Doesn't do a lot of risk-taking. If the mids blitz, it's generally with a zone blitz or maybe by sending one extra guy, but they're not going to go all out and leave their secondary exposed for big pass plays. They got burned a lot early in his tenure. More recently, they've had a lot of success playing in his style. This particular team is very inexperienced as well as undersized up front. The mids lost their best defensive player in some time, Jabari Tuwani, who graduated from defensive end last spring. Secondary shows a lot of promise. They've got some corners, in particular Parrish Gaines at one cornerback position, you know, really more or less held their own against some very good opponents since the last half of last season. Linebacking core has gone through some difficulties because of injuries, not only with guys missing game action, but also being beaten up and unable to practice on a consistent basis. So the mids, you know, with a sound, very vanilla type of style defensively, really have their work cut out for them nonetheless against Penn State.
Bob, give me an idea of the respect that you have for Paul Johnson and now, in the last 5 years, Ken Niumatalolo. And what they have to do on an everyday basis as football coaches, but working within that special environment, an environment that demands much more out of them, and that football is a secondary element on the campus.
Well, Steve, you know, in Paul's case, first he changed the culture of Navy football in such a dramatic way, really a 180-degree turnaround for the mids. Navy was 3-30 prior to 2003. When Johnson took the mids in his second season to the first of 8 straight bowl games. One of the things that you heard a lot around Annapolis during those lean years under his predecessor, Charlie Weatherby, were you know, comments such as, well, the mids lost, but they played hard. Or, you know, the mids kept it close against Toledo. They lost by just one. Paul Johnson came in and said, you know what? You've got a higher calling here. You've got a mission to serve the country. Yeah, we have our work cut out for us, but we're not going to talk about what a great effort you put forth. You know, bottom line is you're here to play football to win. And he changed the mentality of the Navy football program. Of course, scheduling as an independent played a big role in the early years in turning things around, as did his triple option offense. As a play caller, really he's ingenious in a lot of ways in terms of what he does to take advantage of opposing defenses and how they try to defend his triple option offense. So Paul changed the culture early on. Kenny Niumatalolo, in my mind, is a first-class individual in every way. I mean, he's the kind of guy that I root for personally and enjoy working with professionally. I think more than any other coach I've been around, having covered college football, college basketball, and professional baseball. Kenny is somebody that I think everybody in the athletic department who works with him on an everyday basis feels the same way about. He's a family man. He's a guy who genuinely cares about his players, and I think really embraces the mission that he has, not only to coach a football team, but also to play his small and yet significant role in molding young men to become future Marine Corps and Navy officers. And I think really one of the great testaments to what he's done during his time as head coach is to look at the grade point averages of midshipmen and also see the number of mids from the football team who've risen to pretty high ranks within the brigade of midshipmen on the leadership spectrum. The mids, you know, in the past, in football, were somewhat detached from the rest of the brigade before Paul Johnson got to Annapolis, certainly. But I think during Kenny's tenure, really, he has told his midshipmen, and they have practiced it, to be a big part of the brigade and the Naval Academy mission on an everyday basis. And that's what I've enjoyed most about the success that he's experienced, is because I think he's in it for all the right reasons. And I think that, you know, as a coach at the Naval Academy, there aren't many, if any, better examples of blending the two, being a coach who looks for results on the field, but also being a mentor who looks to help young men off the field.
Bob, thanks so much. Appreciate the time very, very much. I know you've been trying to tend to a baby there at the same time, so it's not easy to do an interview while also trying to make sure that sweet child is also being taken care of.
I'm sorry. You know, my
well, sorry about what? No.
Well, you know, I
don't even think twice about it. I mean,
Our babysitter, she got in a car accident on the way here.
Oh, no.
Yeah, yeah, but she's doing okay. I mean, fortunately, her car is not. She's okay, but I didn't. I didn't expect to have Maria when I talked to you today, but here she is.
You tell Maria she's an absolute delight, and she's invited on the show anytime she wants. All right, that's how we feel about Maria.
Awesome, Steve. I appreciate it.
Bob, look forward to seeing you on Saturday, and I know you need an email for me, and I'll make sure you get that this afternoon.
Likewise, Steve. I've enjoyed your work from afar for a long time. Look forward to meeting you, and certainly looking forward to coming to Penn State.
All right, Bob. Bob Soci, the play-by-play voice of Navy football, joining us. And again, the Shikellamy Sealands Grove football game has been pushed to Monday at 7 o'clock. There was an accident this morning that took place in New Berlin on Route 304 before 9 o'clock this morning that involved four Shikellamy area high school students. Two were ejected from the vehicle. One had to be cut from the vehicle. We have limited details so far. Sarah will have all the details that we have just after CBS News at the top of the hour. Joe Susan, the head football coach at Bucknell, next half hour. And then Ken Niumatalolo at 4:35, the head coach at Navy, as we cover the football weekend for you in its entirety with Bucknell, Delaware, and Penn State Navy. The other high school games across the area will take place as scheduled this evening, but Sealands Grove Shikellamy will be 7 o'clock on Monday night. Today's show is being brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. Beautiful Sunbury Motors Studio, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Key, routes 11 to 15 in Hummel's Wharf. And, of course, our phone line, the Lenape Solar Hotline, powered by Lenape Solar. Go to lenapesolar.com. Our number is 1-800-795-9565. For those of you traveling across the area, Route 304 is now open in all directions. Route 304 now open in all directions. Police have been on the scene for hours, but now 304 is open. Sarah will update you on that and all the news after CBS at the top of the hour. We'll come back, close out this half hour on the show, on the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK after this. Welcome back. Brought to you by our good friend Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. Let It Be Solar Hotline open at 1-800-795-9565, which Joe Susan will be on after the top of the hour. We'll talk to him about the showdown with Delaware tomorrow. Can't wait to talk to Joe about that. And, of course, the Sunbury Motors Studio, 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Also at 4:35, we will hear from Navy football coach Ken Niumatalolo. So that's what we have in the next hour of the show. We'll preview Bucknell, Delaware with Joe Susan. We'll preview Penn State Navy with Ken Niumatalolo at 4:35.
You know, I've watched the Delaware wing tee for many, many years. It'll be interesting to go just to be at the home of the Delaware wing tee.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's a marvelous place. Tubby Raymond, of course, with a legendary career there. And his son Dave also carved out a legendary career as the Philly Fanatic for years.
I thought that name sounded familiar. I just didn't know where.
Yeah, exactly. That's who the Philly Fanatic was for a year. Tubby's kid. Maybe someday your son Daniel can be the Philly Fanatic.
Well, he used to track down the Philly Fanatic when we go down there. He'd like stalk him trying to find
him. You can drive him to supermarket openings. You know, things like that. You know, you'd be a real team.
You know, nobody ever puts that down on their career wish list. I want to be a mascot.
The people that do it, though, are really good.
Oh, that's it. Absolutely.
They're really good. All right, CBS News top of the hour. And then Sarah Bartlett with all the details our outstanding news team has been able to gather on that horrific accident on 304 in New Berlin. CBS next, then Sarah with details here on News Radio 1070 WKOK.